it has been another day of hard bargaining in Baghdad, but there is still no agreement on a draft constitution for Iraq that, despite an appeal from the White House last night, President Bush telephoned a top Shiite Muslim politician and urged him to seek a compromise with Sunni Muslim negotiators. But late today, Iraqi officials said no agreement had been reached and a scheduled news conference was canceled. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. And Deborah, what do we know about the state of those negotiations?
Well, Robert, earlier in the evening, there did look like there was some progress. People close to the negotiations said that it was only some language in the preamble and the issue of kicking members of the Ba'ath Party out of public life, how far that would go. But late tonight, Sunni negotiators said that it was the contentious issue of federalism, and that is what torpedoed those talks tonight. And what it's about is the Shiite drive to make the southern provinces of Iraq, that's 9 out of the 18 provinces with almost half of the Iraqi population, into one super province. The Sunnis have been balking at this. Even though there was some compromise language, they balked again tonight. And there was some pretty tough language that this was the end of the road. For the Sunnis, it is the dismemberment of the state of Iraq, and they simply couldn't go along with it.
Because they would see to the north, in any case, a Kurdish province or a Kurdish region of Iraq, and this would divide the country in three.
That has been acceptable to them, but a super province in the south is not.
What happens now?
Well, you never say never here, because even though there's been tough language, this is negotiations. There could be some more talks, but it seems unlikely. Salah Mutlak, a Sunni negotiator, said that this was the end of the line. And Laith Kuba, who is the government spokesman, was very glum tonight, and he predicted that they simply couldn't reach any agreement because the divisions were now simply too great. He also said that he thought that the political elites may be out of touch with ordinary Iraqis, that this constitution may not be what they want. And to prove his point today, there was a couple of large demonstrations, one in Baghdad and in eight other cities, tens of thousands of followers of the young radical cleric Muqtada Sadr. They had a silent protest, and that was a demonstration of their power and their control. They are Shiites against federalism and this constitution. Then, in the town of Bakuba, which is mostly a Sunni town, about 5,000 people were out. They are against the proposed constitution. They were carrying around posters of Saddam Hussein saying they wanted him back.
Well, the constitution was supposed to be approved by the assembly and then submitted to a nationwide referendum. Is there going to be a referendum on a draft constitution?
Everyone I talked to today said that they were pretty sure that there was not going to be a vote in parliament, that this constitution would now simply go to a referendum on October 15th. However, Robert, there are predictions that it could be voted down. There's two ways to do that. If two-thirds of the voters in three provinces say no, then the constitution is voted down. Also, if 50% of the voters say no, the constitution is voted down, then the government is dissolved and they start all over again.
Now, on another matter, while the negotiations were underway today, word came of U.S. airstrikes against suspected insurgent targets in western Iraq. What can you tell us about that?
Not much. Most of that information is coming from the U.S. military, and apparently U.S. warplanes launched strikes against what the U.S. military is calling a terrorist safe house. There are about 50 members of the al-Qaeda group in Iraq were there. Other military commanders have been predicting that violence is going to escalate, especially in the Sunni areas, as we get closer to that October 15th referendum.
Okay, thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Robert.
NPR's Deborah Amos speaking to us from Baghdad.